Okay, we're going to break into the occupied territories. There's been an explosion in Jerusalem Al-Quds in which a bus has exploded, and as a result, there have been dozens of injuries. A statement that has come from the police saying that this bus blast has indeed occurred in Jerusalem Al-Quds, of which you're seeing the live pictures there. Dozens of casualties, actually, not injured. As to the number of injured and how many have died, it remains to be seen. As soon as we get reports, we will obviously relay that to you. But as you can see there in Jerusalem Al-Quds, I believe the bus is actually in the center of your screen, along with the ambulances that are displayed with the flashing lights, with people around there. But you're looking at a scene there in which a bus has exploded. The cause of the blast still unknown. How many have died? Only dozens have been reported at this point. And we could see some of the injured, could be the dead also, who are looking at that scene. Caution advised. There may be some graphic material that could be seen here. But there you can see the bus to the left of your screen, of which some of the casualties and or injured are being carried into the ambulance. There you have a clear shot of inside the bus to your right. A result of that explosion. This bus, not a huge bus, however, you can see that it probably housed maybe up to 24 people maximum. Of course, these are just speculation, but looking at live images there from Jerusalem Al-Quds, the scene of a blast that has occurred in a bus, which has incurred dozens of casualties.
הנפגעים העיקריים היו בתחנה סמוך לאוטובוס, יכול להיות שהפיצוץ היה בתחנה, בכניסה לאוטובוס, לא, כי בתוך האוטובוס לא נראה שהיה פיגוע, האוטובוס שלם. אני, מה שאנחנו טיפלנו, זה היה בשלוש פצועים קשה, ביניהם שניים מחוסרי הכרה, בנוסף היה לנו עוד...